Thank you. And thank you all for being here. I know how much your respect means to so many more who are either no longer with us or just simply cannot be here today. It is an honour to represent all of Burma's and Old Southwark constituents as your Member of Parliament for the first time today. My predecessor, who's here, began the tradition of attending this service, and it's one I will respect and maintain. The Imperial War Museum adds poignancy to remembrance services in today's event. It's a focal point for so many, including the Peace Garden. Today, perhaps more poignant than ever for me personally, it was the funeral of my nan on Thursday, and she was my last closest relative to have experienced the Second World War. But we are here today for the fallen and injured of all wars. It's a huge mark of respect to see so many people paying tribute of all ages and from across the globe. It's important to mark the contribution of the fallen and all those who fought in past wars. They fought for our peace, they fought for our security, they fought for our stability. They gave their tomorrows for our today. And I would like to finish with a poem written by Sergeant Andy McFarlane in 2009, but with relevance for soldiers across the planet. It's called Sunset Vigil. The news is spread far and wide. Another comrade has sadly died. A sunset vigil upon the sand as a soldier leaves this foreign land. We stand alone and yet as one in the fading light of a setting sun. We've all gathered to say goodbye to our fallen comrade who's set to fly. The eulogies read about their life, sometimes with words from pals or wife. We all know when the CO's done what kind of soldier they'd become. The Padre then calls us all to pray. The bugler has last post to play. The cannon roars and belches its flame. We will recall with pride their name. A minute's silence stood in place as tears roll down the hardest face. Deafening silence fills the air with each of us in personal prayer. Reveille sounds and the parade is done. The hero remembered, forgotten by none. They leave to start the journey back in a coffin draped in the Union Jack.